Bruce Plaggett in for Jill Bennett. And after a pretty hard work week, let's lighten up a little bit and talk about one of my favorite topics, food, where to eat, where to dine, where to have a bottle of red, a bottle of white, and kind of relax and enjoy the fruits of our labors. When we're talking about Vancouver restaurants, who better than to bring in? Who better than Richard Wallach, who is the editor and publisher of VancouverFoodster.com. Richard, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. So, you know, everybody always talks about the new restaurants. Like, what is a new restaurant? What is a new restaurant? All the time I hear this. And then I think, you know what? There are other restaurants that have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of them have survived the pandemic, which is incredible. And we should talk about some of the ones that have been around for a while.
Richard, with that first one I know that you're going to get to has been around for a dozen years, for 12 years.
Yeah, L'Abattoir. You know, it's in Gastown, and they are just rocking it. You know. Sometimes people forget about restaurants. They go, okay, they're new. They've been around for a while. Let's skip it. But don't skip this one, because I ate there recently, and they are just on fire, just so creative, and they've just elevated what they've been doing for many, many years. And I think, you know, they said that, of course, the pandemic was difficult, but they got through it. And now it's just about creating and welcoming the diners back. So one thing I love there, that they're actually creating a lot of zero-proof cocktails now on their bar menu. They've always been known for their cocktails, and now people, of course, are asking for more zero-proof, and that's what they're creating. So if you're
zero-proof, meaning like non-alcoholic for the uninitiated.
Exactly. So you can have these creative cocktails with non-alcoholic spirits, and really, like, you're not going to know that much of a difference.
Okay, that's a good one to try out, and always having a nice, innovative cocktail. I like to mix my own cocktails at home, but I can never get that nice balance that a really good mixologist can. So that's
right,
good to know.
Yeah.
Let's go on to this other one. Coast Restaurant, been around for 20 years.
Yeah, so, you know, people forget about us. I mean, you know, Global Group has several restaurants around the city, and a lot of people are ordering from them, that kind of thing. But Coast is one of them that they've actually had in their chain for quite a long time now. They've just celebrated 20 years this year. They renovated the entire restaurant a couple months ago, and it's beautiful. They've done a great job. The same thing, the chef is doing lots of new items, new interactive experiences at the table. I had a Dover sole that was carved tableside by the server. So those kinds of things are always kind of fun, and they get, you know, the customer gets excited, brings out the camera, starts taking pics and video and that kind of thing. So it's keeping people entertained, which is really nice to see.
I still like taking pictures when I spend money on a good meal. I know it's kind of, you know, people have different opinions about, oh, yeah, taking pictures of your meal, posting them on social media. But boy, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. Why not celebrate with a good pic?
Exactly.
Now, speaking about fish, Fishworks. I'm not familiar with Fishworks. Tell me about it.
So they're in North Vancouver. They're on Lonsdale Avenue, and they've also been around quite a long time now. You know, it's like owner, independent restaurant, owner-operated, owner-chef, and he's also been just doing incredible work over the years. And, of course, pandemic was difficult for them, but they got through it. And they've just got, I mean, I ate there right after right before the Dine Out Festival. And they were full. It was like a Thursday night. It was before Dine Out, and the restaurant was 100% full. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. Like, this just this testament to them for keeping it going. They've got a brand new menu just came out today for springtime, although you can't quite tell it's spring yet. But for spring, they've got a new menu and a really delicious octopus dish that I tried when I was there. And just it's great to see what they're doing. They have a new South American sous chef, so they're doing a lot of South American flavors to their dishes. So a lot going on. You find them right up on Lonsdale, not far from the Quay, so you can take the sea bus over or drive over.
I find when you cook octopus, you really have to know what you're doing to make it not rubbery.
Exactly, because it can come out the wrong way.
Yeah, so there's a good place, and you've discovered a great one, I guess. San Sui Hua, 35 years.
Yeah, so this is a Chinese restaurant. It's up on Main Street in the kind of Riley Park neighborhood there. 35 years is a long time for any restaurant around Vancouver, but they've just done a really good job. And same thing, you know, through the pandemic, they were operating and, you know, everybody's wearing masks and they're kind of still wearing masks in there. But They've just done a great job. So you go for dim sum in the morning or you go for dinner at night. But every time I've been there, and I've been there a couple of times lately, it's full all the time. So you like obviously the service is key there. They know what they're doing. People come for quality food and experiences. So I think 35 years, long time for them.
I mean, talking with Richard Wallaka, editor, publisher of VancouverFoodster.com. Now, Richard, I'm familiar with downtown Langley and some of the restaurants around there. And I've mentioned this to my family. Boy, it's really changed in the last few years with lots of different nationalities being represented in downtown Langley. Really kind of a foodie place. And that's just recently. But there is one, and it's just a block off Fraser Highway across from Douglas Park, and it's a Thai restaurant.
Yeah, it's called Banchok D, and they're a bit over 10 years now, I think maybe 11 years or so. And same thing there, you know, family run, chef owner, just trying to keep things going. I know pandemic was, of course, difficult for them, but they survived with a lot of takeout, a lot of deliveries to people in the neighborhood. But now, same thing, like, diners are coming back in droves, and it's a very good restaurant. Every time I'm out there, I'm dining at Banchok. So, Thai, you know, authentic Thai restaurant, Thai dishes. They actually opened another one a few years ago out in Maple Ridge, but the one in Langley is my like kind of go-to, more of authentic experience. And it's great to see because, as you mentioned, there are actually a lot of new restaurants opening in that area, and we'll talk about that in the months to come. But for now, you know, celebrating the ones that have been around for a long time, that's a great one to try.
Yeah, always busy. It's a neat restaurant, a neat space, and you can see a good mix of people dining in and taking out there. Here's one, Lift Bar and Grill, 17 years.
Yeah, so Cole Harbor, I mean, you know, that's been a spot people have been going to for a long time, and everybody's been known, they've always been known about their martinis. People go for the martinis at the bar, a lot of their cocktail drinks, but they've got a lot of great chef, a lot of great dishes there. Chef Chris has been there for the past year and creating a lot of new dishes there and brunch and that kind of thing. So it's not just a tourist spot anymore. It's locals are going out and enjoying it. They've got a great view of the harbor and Stanley Park. So you can, you know, go there for brunch, but you can also go there for dinner during the week as well.
Let's talk about pizza.
Yeah. So Via Tavere has been around a long time now. So like over 10 years. And like, that's another one. They're like the ones that, one of the ones that started the Neapolitan trend, I guess, around Vancouver. They were one of the first to do that style of pizza before Nickley did it. And then now, of course, there's a whole bunch more. But Via Tavere has got the same thing, like family operation. The family's in there working every day, and they just keep it going. And same thing through the pandemic. I remember they had a window open up, and people would go by, and they'd place their order, and they'd pick up their food from the window during the pandemic. But now, of course, everybody's dining in, and they've got an outside patio as well. But it's busy all the time. So it's just great to see, you know, these restaurants that have been able to keep it going for so long, and they're still going strong.
Richard, what type of pizza are they? I know there are so many different types, from the wood-fired pizza to Chicago style and everything. What do they do?
So this is Neapolitan style. So this is using the type of 00 flour and kind of keeping it very authentic. Margherita, salsa, a sausage, rapini pizza. You can have a white sauce or a red sauce. Very, very traditional. They also do some pasta dishes now and some desserts as well.
Okay, two more we want to talk about. One being Jam Jar.
So Jam Jar, people know. I mean, they have several locations around the city now. But they did start a bunch of years ago on Commercial Drive, and they're still going strong on Commercial Drive. During the pandemic, though, they actually opened up one in Seashelt. So people may not be aware of that. If you go over the Sunshine Coast, you will now find a Jam Jar. They also moved their commissary there. The owner actually moved up there himself. And then he commutes to the city once a week. But they have a great restaurant there. So if you're heading over there, you can try Jam Jar there. But they have multiple locations around the city now. But really, the first one was Commercial Drive, and that one is still going strong for Lebanese, for casual eats, and great cocktails there as
Lebanese.
Well.
Lebanese. Yeah, wow. Now, here's a classic, and most of us are very familiar with the name, 40 Years Plus, the Shaughnessy Restaurant.
Shaughnessy Restaurant at Van Dusen Gardens is actually still run by the same owner, same family, 40 years, which is very impressive to see the same ownership for any restaurant, because sometimes restaurants will change hands, but this one has not. So the same owner since day one running it, and I think just same thing, like it's very busy. You've got Chef Matt Phillip in there. He's been there about 5 years now. He's really changed things up. He told me through the pandemic was a little hard, but now they're doing a lot. They're growing some herbs at Van Dusen Gardens. They're trying to do as much local as possible. So I think a lot of locals appreciate that. Of course, it's busy at certain times, because when there's Van Dusen holiday lights on, when there's activities at Van Dusen going on, then the restaurant becomes packed. But if you want a nice meal, you know, just go during the week. Go for lunch during the week, go for dinner during the week when it's not kind of a celebratory season, and you can get to enjoy some great food.
Richard, a great list indeed, and we went through so many of them. I know we've made a lot of people hungry, and they'll want to come back and review some of the names. Where can they go if the name went by so quickly? How can they find these out?
I think VancouverFoodster.com, or send me a message on Van Foodster on Instagram. They can just DM me on Van Foodster on Instagram, and I'm happy to share that with them.
Van Foodster. Van Foodster on Instagram. VancouverFoodster.com for the website. Richard, thanks so much, and happy eating ahead this weekend.
Yeah, thank you. You too as well.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.